What started with pumpkin spice lattes has now taken over the world. Pumpkin spice margarine, pumpkin spice fettuccine, pumpkin spice Pringles. Now everything comes with pumpkin spice, like pumpkin spice ale. Drink too much, get sick. Even your yak will smell like pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice proactive. Sure, it doesn't get rid of your pimples, but makes each one look like a little pumpkin. Oh, not feeling so fresh, ladies? Rub a little pumpkin spice on it. You'll feel good enough to eat. Who doesn't love a mouthful of pumpkin pie? Pumpkin spice is fat-free, calorie-free, gluten-free, and now 27% more pumpkin-y. Mr. President, trouble in the Middle East? Why not bomb them with pumpkin spice?
Everything in the world's all right now that everything's made with pumpkin spice.
Mother Pumpkin, yeah!
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Does this crap ever end?
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting.
Excellent.
It's officially National Wildlife Day.
Wildlife.
Earth is a protected wildlife reserve.
That is a protected wildlife area.
We're wildlife.
Today we are celebrating awareness to protect threatened and endangered species on our planet.
Wildlife. Birds. Owls.
Wolf, deer, bear.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Oh, the wildlife. Showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. Who's going to protect us? Who's going to protect this show? We're kind of wild. Anyway, hi. It's your old buddy Mike joining you for yet another Hump D. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello.
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello.
She will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's just so easy. You can even find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, even our website, Radio434.com. Just go to the Mike Show channel. There's a link to the podcast. Now, the podcast is a repack of all the live show segments that we do between 8 and 11-ish on the live show. We take all the show segments, sans music, of course. We don't play, we don't play Green Day and all that kind of stuff on the podcast. We just play that during the live show. And then what you do is you get all the bits and interviews and segments and things and separated by a little commercial. And that usually drops like right around noon or so. You can watch the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. Coming to you from our brand new studio, Studio 3B. Which is just phenomenal. I'm still working out the little idiosyncrasies of this studio. Obviously, the background is a little bit different. We went with one of the panels That was down in the old studio in Studio 1A. We've got some new stuff that's being printed that isn't quite done yet. So, you know, there will be some changes and stuff that you'll notice if you're watching the live show. And if you're listening, you're not going to notice any difference. All right. Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. Now, we're going to get stupid, and we're going to do that pretty much right after the break. We've got a stupid criminal story that ties in with our top list. Okay, so this guy, he steals a car and drives it to the police station to try and get his drugs back. Okay, we'll talk about that. And then our top list for today, top questions you should never ask a police officer. All right, there you go. Click that, get rid of that. All right, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Tonight on Cops.
Bad boys, what you want, what you want.
We'll take you inside the world of a genuine UFO sighting.
What seems to be the problem, sir?
An alien just shapeshifted and took my step-uncle Cletus, and then he transformed his hovercraft to look exactly like an 83 flatbed Chevy with one miscolored door.
Okay, so why is this a police matter?
Well, he abducted me, and we zoomed past a mysterious glowing yellow light just as it was changing to red.
And do you have any proof of this?
Absolutely, officer. Here's some kind of alien cartridge he had with him, along with a magic elixir that he uses for sustenance.
Looks to me like that's a Hank Williams Jr. 8-track and a skunk can of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Your point being?
Tonight on Cops.
Yep. It's the Mike Show. What is today? Today's the Wednesday Hump Day edition of the program. So darned happy you could join us. So this guy, yeah, we're going to do a stupid criminal story a little bit early because it ties in with our top list today. And this idiot was destined to end up in jail one way or another. Too many dumb decisions for one day. A 24-year-old named Christopher Ganzel stole a car from a library parking lot last month in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia. Okay, so he stole the car. Okay. And by the way, some guy left his green 2023 Subaru Forester running, and Chris took off in it. So it wasn't like he, you know, hotwired it or did anything special. He just jumped in a running vehicle. But he didn't just take it for a joyride. He drove it to a police station, and the reason he went there is the dumbest parts. That's two things. He apparently had an earlier run-in with police and wanted to ask them for his drugs back. Yeah, they didn't realize he was in a stolen car at that point, but they did moments later when they got a report that he just used it as his getaway car for another crime.
No!
He tried to shoplift stuff from a nearby target and was seen speeding off in the same green Subaru. So they tracked him down and arrested him.
No!
Yep. So he's facing two felony charges for unlawful taking and receiving stolen property, plus a misdemeanor charge for unauthorized use of a car. So that brings us to our top list, with this genius driving a stolen car to the police station to ask for his drugs back. So we can add that to "Will you return my crack?" to today's list. It's our top list today. Top questions you should never ask the police. All right, here we go. Number one. Let's get rid of that graphic. Number one. Is that mustache intentional, or are you going as Freddie Mercury for Halloween? Top questions to never ask the police. If you're with me, who's eating a donut in the squad car right now? Top questions to never ask the police. Can I borrow a syringe? Was it fun hanging out with Steve Guttenberg at the Academy? It was a movie. Top questions you should never ask the police. Is that a flashlight you use to... Here, take two. Is that a flashlight you use to beat marginalized community members, or are you just happy to see me? Top questions you should never ask the police. What grade did you decide high school was too much to handle? Top questions you should never ask the police. Can you loosen these cuffs so I can reach my gun? Top questions to never ask the police. Are you more of a Cagney or a Lacey? Top questions to never ask the police. Have you ever been so drunk that you asked the police how drunk they've ever been? And top questions to never ask the police. Since my taxes pay your salary, can you kiss my ass? You should never ask the police that. The Mike Show. It's the what is today? Today's the Wednesday Hump Day edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brendan and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. A study claims it only takes 15 minutes to get healthy. Too bad my microwave claims it only takes 3 minutes to heat a Hot Pocket. For her 58th birthday, Salma Hayek posted more than a dozen bikini pics on Instagram. Although I only got to the ninth one. It's Beyoncé's birthday. She's whatever age she says she is. The Dallas Cowboys are once again the most valuable team in the NFL until the start of the postseason. And Netflix is developing a One Tree Hill sequel series. If it's not called Two Tree Hill, I'm going off on someone. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's what is today? The Wednesday edition of the program. All right. So apparently, the 9 to 5 rush hour, the 9 a.m. rush hour, and all that. Apparently, it's not a thing anymore. Well, I mean, this could be good news or bad news depending on when you head off to work. But a study found rush hour is evolving. Okay, there aren't as many cars on the road prior to 9 a.m. anymore because traffic is getting more spaced out. But in a lot of cities, that means there's a mini rush hour pretty much all day long now. The report found the midday rush hour is worse than ever. There are almost as many cars on the road at noon as there are around 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. It's been the general trend since the pandemonium hit and flexible hybrid schedules became a thing. You would think spreading it out might mean there would never be a rush hour, right? But another report found public transportation never fully rebounded after the pandemonium, so there are more cars on the road than ever. Traffic analyst behind the report said there's less of a morning commute, less of an evening commute, and much more afternoon activity now. And maybe get used to it. He called it the new normal.
Working 10 to 4, sleeping late and then a shower. It is not too hard, only working for 6 hours. I just take my time, cause the workday's almost over. I'll be driving home soon, way before rush hour. 10 to 4, every workday is a shorty. They don't care if I am working up a 40, getting my hair done, gonna make it look real curly. I can show up late and get to go home early. 10 to 4.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition, as mentioned. Coming up, we have, we've got these facts for you. There's 5 of them. They're totally random, and we're going to share them with you. It's 5 random facts. You'll get really, really smart. Then we've got your audio vault. That'll be coming up as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. I really don't. All right, here we go. Number 1. There have been 2 NFL games in the Super Bowl era where the team's defense held an opponent to negative yardage. It hasn't happened in 45 years, though. The LA Rams held the Seattle Seahawks to negative 7 yards in a game in 1979. The Oakland Raiders held the Denver Broncos to negative 5 yards in 1967. Number 2, the Exxon Valdez was fixed up after its oil spill in 1989. It actually stayed in service until 2012. Under other names, like the Sea River Mediterranean. Okay. Number 3. Benjamin Harrison, who was the 23rd president, was apparently addicted to cucumbers. When he was in college, his family wrote him a letter begging him to lay off the cucumbers. Number four, SpongeBob SquarePants was supposed to be named SpongeBoy, and the show would have been called SpongeBoy Ahoy, but it turned out a mop company already owned the trademark on a character called SpongeBoy, so they changed it to SpongeBob. And then number five, according to a brand new poll, one third of Americans have worked at a fast food place at some point in their lives. One third. And according to a recent report, specifically, approximately one out of every eight workers in the U.S. has worked for McDonald's at some point in their lives. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 random facts.
Yep. Coming up, we have we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, so Krispy Kreme is honoring Barbie's 65th birthday with four new donuts. It includes one inspired by her dream house. Let's check out just what Krispy Kreme had in mind when it comes to flavors.
Krispy Kreme brings you Barbie-flavored donuts.
Literally.
Now you can eat donuts made from actual Barbie dolls. Try a Barbie's head donut.
Made from polyvinyl chloride.
Nibble on a Barbie's arms donut.
That tastes just like ethylene vinyl acetate.
There's also the Barbie's torso donut.
Engineered from a thermoplastics polymer called acrylonitrile butadiene styrene.
And the Barbie's legs donut.
That tastes just like PVC.
Barbie-flavored Krispy Kreme donuts.
No.
If a six-year-old can chew on a Barbie doll, yeah. Now you can too.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, let's go to viral videos. Do you ever do this? Maybe on a daily basis? A YouTuber named Gus Johnson did a video where he proudly announces he just won a pretend argument with someone in his head.
Hey guys, great news. I just won another pretend argument with somebody in my head. Even though they made a bunch of great make-believe points, the points that I made were even better. And I completely had him up against the ropes, and I probably made him feel bad. The current score is me, a bunch, and them, significantly fewer. So glad I could share this great news with you guys.
Yeah.
And be sure to stay tuned, because I plan on having another imaginary argument in my head with somebody within the next couple of hours.
That sounds great. A guy with perfect pitch did a video where he uses his talent on household appliances. His buddy will ask what note ordinary household appliances are, and he nails them, and then he plays the note on the piano. Here, listen.
What note is this microwave?
That was a B!
What?
What note is this vacuum?
It goes up to an A flat.
What note is this blow dryer?
It goes up to a D, but it's a little sharp.
What about this toaster?
That's an A flat.
What note is the AC?
Oh, that's a low.
Oh my gosh, we're done.
Yeah. Altoids Sours are returning after being discontinued 14 years ago. So we reached into our classic bin of commercials featuring a dominatrix that slaps a guy on his second try of Altoid Sours. Listen to what happens.
Altoid Sours Challenge!
So go ahead and try the first one.
Okay.
So how do you like it?
It's okay.
Now go ahead and try the second. So how did you like that?
I like that one. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
People love Altoid Sours. Mm-hmm. Will you? Take the Altoid Sours Challenge.
Okay, I will. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Things the late, great George Carlin said years ago are even more true today. Here's an example. People recording everything on their cell phones. Here's George's take on how it all began.
Here is technology gone berserk. Everywhere you go now, there's some yo-yo, some putts with a camcorder, and he is going to tape everything. Doesn't anyone in this country just stop and look at things anymore? Sort of take them in, maybe even remember them? Is that such a strange notion? Does experience have to be documented and brought home and saved on a shelf? And do people really watch this? Are people's lives so bankrupt they sit at home looking at things they already did? These guys are so intense, you know? It's always guys. They won't let women touch the cameras. It's a highly technical skill. Look through a hole, push on a button, big skill. And they all think they're Federico Fellini. You ever seen them? Low angles, zooms, and pans. And it's the same ugly three children in every shot.
Yep. All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. And then we have some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in .news. All right. An alleged drunk driver crashed into another New York State Police vehicle early Monday morning in the Buffalo area while troopers were arresting another alleged drunk driver. The police were arresting a 34-year-old man named Richard Morrow after they found his car stopped on the road with him slumped over the steering wheel. That's when 25-year-old Elizabeth Percy drove into the scene, striking a police cruiser. She was also taken into custody and charged with DWI, along with other infractions. Thankfully, no one was hurt, although the first drunk driver was checked out for minor injuries. No, they were not at the same party. And then thieves stole 27 handguns worth over $134,000 from a firearms museum in Australia. Here's Detective John Watson breaking down what happened.
27 handguns were stolen from the museum. The offenders have shown some very good planning and ability to escape the scene fairly quickly.
Okay. A Canadian business had the head of their statue stolen for a third time. Here's the owner of Inspire Studio talking about the three separate times that the statue's head was stolen.
The first time it went missing was a couple of years ago. And then I think whoever took it that time decided that this is not a trophy that he or she can show off very much because everybody cared so much. So one morning, we found it under the bench. And then the second time that it happened, a local person here in town found it at our local beach. Now it's like, where's Waldo? But now it's, where's Art's head?
All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Random people in Corpus Christi, Texas, helped animal control catch a loose pig on Monday that had escaped on Sunday. Here are the people who helped chase it down and the animal control officer talking about the chase.
I was driving right here on Alameda, and as soon as I was going to turn, I had to like push my brakes hard because the little pig started crossing the road and I didn't want to run her over.
Yeah, I like animals and it's pretty fun. Got my little brother with me. He said he was faster than me to chase him. He couldn't catch him.
Yeah, baby. I'll get him. You can go home. You gonna go home, honey? You want to show your face off and be famous some more?
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?